Join us now as we mark the passing of one of India's great institutions, the Darjeeling Tea Auction. Because beginning today, the weekly bidding for one of the world's most prized teas will take place exclusively online. Commentator Sandeep Roy got to check out one of the last live auctions in Kolkata.
I must admit, I have dunked a tea bag into hot water and called it tea. I have even made Darjeeling tea, sometimes called the champagne of teas, from a tea bag. This is sacrilege to tea gurus like Anindya Chowdhury.
That's more of a make-believe kind of a thing, you know. I wouldn't even touch it.
The best Darjeeling tea is loose leaf, steeped for a couple of minutes, light and bright. Chowdhury drinks a lot of it. It's part of his job at J. Thomas, one of the oldest and largest tea brokers in the world. He samples everything he sells.
Month of June, July, you know, I could be seeing anything to about 2,000 cups a week.
Every Tuesday, he would auction those teas. These days, most teas are auctioned online. But Darjeeling, a specialty tea, was an exception. That made Chowdhury among the last manual auctioneers standing. Now, in an effort to attract more buyers and fetch higher prices, Darjeeling is going digital. Chowdhury took it hard.
Personally, completely, it seemed like the sky had fallen, you know.
Before the sky actually fell, I decided to check out an auction. The venue looks like a whitewashed college classroom with middle-aged men scouring printouts with details of the day's lots. Chowdhury proceeds at a brisk clip, fueled not by delicate Darjeeling tea, but coffee. Every now and then, somebody makes a strange noise, a whoop or an ow. Joy Mojumdar, who has been coming to these auctions for 30 years, tells me that's to attract the auctioneer's attention and up the bid.
One sound means the next bid, like 350, then 355. Then I say that, oh, then he says, oh. Like that, it goes on. It's a nice fun, actually, I must say.
He says all that will fall silent when the computers come in.
If this is stopped, it's a sort of a crematorium. Everybody's quiet and looking into the computers.
E-auctions are hardly the biggest challenge facing this tea, says Chowdhury.
Issues of yields, chemicals, pesticides, absenteeism, living conditions. These are more viable challenges.
And later this year, something called the Protective Geographical Indication for Darjeeling tea will kick in, like Scotch whiskey or Parmigiano cheese. Only 100% Darjeeling tea will be called Darjeeling, not a 51% blend. Jeff Kohler, author of the book Darjeeling, The Colorful History and Precarious Fate of the World's Greatest Tea, says that's going to mean less Darjeeling tea on the market.
Part of its greatness is absolutely the same reason why there's so little of it. Because it's so selectively hand-plucked, it's so hands-on, it's so manual, it can never be automated. And they can't really increase plantings either.
The live auction was part of that mystique, along with the Himalayan mists and the gardens where women picked the leaves wearing baskets on their backs. In an age that fetishizes the artisanal, Darjeeling fit right in. Again, Kohler.
It takes 22,000 individual plucks of two leaves and a bud to make a single kilo of Darjeeling tea.
Darjeeling tea will still be hand-plucked, but Anindya Chowdhury, the auctioneer at J. Thomas, won't need his gavel anymore. He says he has other plans for it.
I'll take it home. Display it on my table.
I hope he does. A piece of tradition from a tea that's steeped in it.
That's commentator Sandeep Roy.